Blog Talk Radio.
Safety to Success, Safety and Racing Podcast. Got a great show for you. I want to thank my dad for coming up with a name. My dad came up with a name. Now the cat's standing on my computer. What are you doing, cat? My goodness, she's hitting all kind of keys. My cat was just standing on that computer. Well, okay, we're still live. Great. Well then, so we're going to have a great show tonight. We got driver Kendall Kimmons calling into the show. She's awesome. I think highly of her and her dad, Benny, and her mom, Lenore. They're good people. And Kendall races the Pearsight class at Northwest Florida Speedway. And then we at the Southern Dirt Track Report used to sponsor her for the Junior Slingshot. She raced the Slingshot. And she won several races the year we sponsored her. So shout out to Artie Schick, my buddy Artie, that owns and runs the Southern Dirt Track Report, for sponsoring her. So that was cool. And And so we got Kendall coming on the show, and then we have Mr. Donald Parker, the owner of Hattiesburg Speedway, on the show. I'm excited about Donald Parker calling in. And then we have Kayla Gassner calling in, bomber driver of the 51 car. I'm excited to get Kayla on the show, and it's going to be good. And let me see here. Let me make sure that I got to send this to I'm going to send this show to my brother so he can tune into the live. So we're going to have a good show. I'm excited, man. Of course, as everybody knows, the show is put on by Race Safe for Fuel Arrester. Remember, we're made in the USA, no Chinese junk. Check us out online at RaceSafeForFuelArresterLLC.com. I got many hours on the website, and I got Tina help me with the website. So it wasn't all me, but I did a lot, and Tina helped too. So thank you, Tina. And let's see. So, and I talked to Robbie today, and shout out to Robbie for coming on the show last week. That was awesome. So Robbie invented the Race Safe for Fuel Arrester. So shout out to Robbie Johns. And if you need any welding done or any kind of industrial maintenance and stuff, hit Robbie up. Robert Johns Industrial Maintenance. I think that's the name of his business. He does a lot of welding. So any welding doing, give him a shout on Facebook. You can give him a call if you got his number. And if you're interested in information about Fuel Arrester, you can hit me up on Messenger on Facebook, or you can give me a call. Our number is listed on the website and our Facebook page. So we've got an awesome, awesome show. I'm excited to get Kendall Kimmons calling in. And we got Kelly Gassner, of course, Donald Parker. Kelly Gassner is your points champion for the bomber class, which is super awesome. Because I've been pulling for her to win this year. She hadn't got that win yet, but she had a good enough run this season to put her as champion. And that's what it takes sometimes. It's not all the time about getting wins. You know, wins help. And, yes, it's very important to get a win. You could also, you know, have a good season like Kayla and win the championship. So shout out to her. And she'll be on in the last part of the show. And then shout out Donald Parker, Hattiesburg Speedway. Of course, my friend Ron Southern, announcer and track chaplain at Hattiesburg. And then also got to give a shout out to the Day family, Isaiah Day, Miss Marilyn, Chuck, Joshua, the whole family, great people. And for those that don't know, I talked about it last week, but I am now the new announcer at Tri-County Speedway in Pollard, Alabama. If you don't know where Tri-County Speedway is, it's in the little redneck town or community of Pollard, which is between Bruton and Flemington. So basically people just say Flemington, but it's pretty much in Pollard and 5 minutes from Flemington, if that. And so I'm excited. This weekend will be my first race that I will announce, which is super cool. I'm super, super excited. And I want to thank y'all for asking me to be the announcer. God's great. Without God, we got nothing. And I've been praying a lot lately. And, of course, I pray all the time anyways, but I've been praying a lot here lately for several different things. And my prayers were answered for one step, and I'm going to be the – so Isaiah reached out to me to be the announcer. And that's pretty cool, man, because I've been filming races for the Southern Dirt Track Report for several years now. And so I got several people on our team. We got me, of course, Artie. We have Amber that covers Jackson Motor Speedway. And then we have my buddy Chase Montgomery just joined the team. He'll cover the tracks around Lexington, Tennessee, where he lives. So shout out Chase Montgomery for joining. That's my buddy. And so I've been filming races for several years. And I got a professional video camera. And hopefully be upgrading soon to a better camera, or a better quality camera, I should say. This one's 20 years old, pretty old, but still gets the job done. And I film a lot of races when I go to Tri-County, of course, Northwest Florida Speedway when I go over there. And I try to film at Deep South Speedway, too, when I go there. So if you go to Southern Dirt Track Report's Facebook and click the blue subscribe button, and when you go there, of course, you click the blue subscribe button. It's $4.99 a month. Anybody can join. And, you know, I already mentioned a while back that he was tired of doing stuff for free because, you know, some people just want everything free. And so he decided, you know what, Facebook, we got so many fans on Facebook. We got over 12,000 followers on Facebook on our page. So he decided Facebook gives you the option to do bonus content in a private group, and people can pay monthly and see this bonus content that nobody else gets to see. And so it's pretty cool. That's where we post all of our videos and all of our pictures and bonus content. And so I went to Northwest Florida Speedway last weekend to the Travis Stowers Memorial, and I filmed all the features. So if you raced at Northwest Florida Speedway and you want to see your race videos, join our group for $4.99 a month. I may not be there every race, but I've been there two or three times this year, and you'll get to watch some great footage. Plus, you'll get to see awesome race footage from when Artie goes to Hattiesburg. If Amber gets to film at Jackson, you'll see videos from Jackson Motor Speedway on there. Several different tracks. You'll see my videos when I went to Hattiesburg. And of course, I film every weekend at Deep South, Tri-County, and you'll get to see those videos too. And then when I go to Why Not, I'll video at Why Not, the House of Hook. So it's a good bit of content in there for $4.99 a month. It's well worth it. And it shows us if you really, really want to see your race videos when you join this, because this ain't a Facebook Live video. This ain't a cell phone video for me anyways. Of course, I've always filmed a cell phone, but now I'm blessed with a camera. So I got a video camera, a tripod. So when you see my race videos, they'll be, I like to do them professionally done. I like to edit them real nice, have a scrolling quote across the screen that says Northwest Florida Speedway, got the date on there and whatnot. It's pretty neat. And then, of course, the zoom features on these cameras are great. So you want to see some good footage, that's where all of our race footage will be, or where all mine is, definitely. And a shout-out to Artie Schick, Southern Dirt Track Report. And just waiting for the first guest to call in. Let me see. Let me message Kendall. Yeah, it's about time for the first guest to call in. Then we got Donald Parker going to call in a little later. And then Kelly Gassner. Let's see. Awesome. Thanks, Maury. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, Maury called me a few minutes ago, but I was live. But he's got to listen to some of it, so that's cool. Maybe he can go back and finish listening to the show. But yeah, I'm excited to be the announcer at Tri-County Speedway. This weekend will be my first time announcing. I'd love for all my local friends, that are my close friends anyways, around Grove Hill, to make the trip out to Tri-County Speedway. Me and my family wants to come. That's great, too. And then any of my other friends that don't live around here, if y'all want to come, I'm excited because this is a big deal to me. You know, I'm usually the person that I've never been big in the spotlight. I like to give other people a spotlight. But, you know, every now and then, I love being in the spotlight every now and then. And this is one of those moments where I just like, you know what? This is many years of praying and putting hard work in. So I'm excited about this. This means the world to me to do something cool like this. And so, yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And we got a hayride this weekend at Tri-County Speedway. Got a hayride at intermission. And then we got the drivers are giving out candy to the kids. So bring your kids out. I want to see the stands packed, y'all. I don't want to see 30 people in the stands. I want to see 200 or 300 people. You know, I mean, if you're going to shoot for the stars, right? You know, we need a lot of people at the racetrack because tracks don't make money when fans don't show up. You know, I don't want to see because tracks close because fans don't come. And, you know, you just hear all kind of stuff about tracks closing. And I'd love for the fans to show up and support Tri-County Speedway. It's an awesome racetrack. The Day family is great people. They got great classes, too. And then, of course, November the 4th and 5th, we have the Legacy Dirt Track Championship, which is super, super awesome. I'll be there for both nights. I'm actually helping with a Crossroads event, and I've been helping share that on Facebook and Facebook and stuff. So for those that don't know what Crossroads is, it's basically like a play. And they do it every year in Coffeyville. And this year, my friend Jeremy asked me to help. So I'm helping this year. I'm helping Jeremy and Richard and the rest of the team over there at Crossroads. And it's put on by the church, Coffeyville Baptist, I believe it is. Is it the Coffeyville Baptist or First Baptist? But Pastor Brent Fuller is heading it up with their church, and they do it every year. And basically, they go to the old Coffeyville High School and Coffeyville Panthers High School that's closed down, and they have a play every year. And it's pretty serious stuff. Like, you have a guide that leads you to room to room, and they'll have different scenes in each room with different people acting out. And it basically teaches you about heaven and hell, and it's a real life deal. And, you know, it's a good Christian event. It gets people to see that God's real and stuff like that. So we're doing that the 28th and the 29th. And then they're going to do it again the 4th and the 5th, which is Saturday and that Sunday night. And so if y'all look us up on Crossroads, the Coffeyville on Facebook, and y'all get signed up if you'd like to come. Bring your church and your group, get signed up, and it's going to be a great event. And then, of course, the 4th, I won't be there, but I will be at Tri County Speedway announcing. I'm super, super excited, man. And the 5th, man, at Tri County Speedway, I'm excited about it, too, because I missed it last year. I went that Saturday, but didn't go that Sunday, and I found out, I guess it was recent when Isaiah told me, that they got a church service at the racetrack. So they did it last year. They had a church service at the racetrack, and they said a good many people came. So that's cool. What better thing to go to than a dirt track race, and you get to hear Jesus at the dirt track race? How cool is that, man? Like, that's awesome, man. That's rated R for redneck in my book, rated R for racing. That's cool, man. I'm excited, man. I love going to the swamp. And then they're going to have a church service at the racetrack, which is even cooler. And one of the cool things is, let's see. Let me make sure. Kendall hadn't caught in yet. Let's see. He went in. Let's see. You're on. So one of the neat things is about that weekend is they're doing the winners get championship wrestling belts. And I'm a huge wrestling fan. I love WWE, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown. I've been watching wrestling since 2004, I believe it is. And so let me see. All right, Kendall's fixing to call in. Let me see. So, yeah, I like wrestling. And to see that they've given out wrestling belts to the championship winners, pretty cool. So that's gonna be really cool. And, all right, so, and they've already finished they've already listed their champions for the year. Oh, there we go. There's Kendall. All right, let's get our first guest in. Let's give a cheer. Well, hello there, Kendall.
Hey, Mr. Jared.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing dang new, Skippy. You can't beat it.
Yes, sir.
So how you doing?
Hanging in there. Been working on the car mainly.
Well, that's awesome. So tell everybody how old you are and which tracks you race at.
I am 16 years old, and the main tracks I would race at is Northwest Florida Speedway. I've been racing Northwest Florida Speedway since my very first slingshot. I've raced Tri-County a few times. I've raced it in slingshots a lot of times. Just haven't really had the chance to go up there with a big car, just say. Deep South, we don't really race around Deep South, and then Southern. My main tracks are Northwest Florida Speedway and Southern mainly.
That's awesome. So
yes, sir.
I'll tell everybody I went to Northwest Florida Speedway last weekend, which where I saw you, and they had the Travis Dowers Memorial, and I think they had 24 cars or something, and then they had the feature had 21. And the cool thing was I was pulling for you. I wanted you to win. But you made the Travis Dowers Memorial feature through the B Main, which is really, really cool.
Yes, sir. It was, I would say the best race of that night was the heat race. The heat race was a very fun race. I've had a lot of heat races in my belts and stuff, but I have to give it to racing with Justin Adams and Jake Centerfit side by side in the 115. I honestly can't remember the 115's name. I was trying to find them at the track, but I couldn't find them. But it was an absolute blast. It was the most fun I've ever had in a heat race. And also the B Main with Hayden Peak. She just got into the Pure Stock. That was her first ever race. And her making it into the show with me, that was an awesome feeling. it was a very good race, and the feelings were high all night. I mean, I could feel Travis right there with me the whole entire night, just leading me through the race, just leading me through the night. Also, I mean, it was one of them nights that you can't beat at a racetrack.
That's great, because, yeah, when you mentioned Hayden Peak, that's pretty cool. Girl power, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I'd love to see more females get into dirt track racing. I'd love to see, like, you know, I know at one time Southern was doing the Ladies League. I don't know if they still are, but I'd love to see more and more females get into it. And
yeah.
Y'all need to go watch Kendall race at Northwest Florida Speedway, because she's pretty good. I watched you win hundreds of races in that slingshot, so I can't wait to see you win a pure stock.
Yes, sir. We're going to Southern Raceway this weekend, last weekend for the Travis race. We went there for, of course, the Travis race, and we also went there just to test the car out. We went up to Oklahoma to get the car, and it was a blast going up there. Never seen the territory up there. It was gorgeous. And so we came back down here, got the car ready strictly for the Travis race, and turned out it was a pretty dang good car. Me and my dad, we were pleasantly surprised with the car, so now we're going to go take it to Southern this weekend. And then for the 28th, we will be at the Trunk or Treat race at Northwest Florida Speedway once again, and we'll have a lot of goodies for the kids and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great. So when you mentioned racing against Justin Adams, he's been racing a long time. He's a darn good driver. And for you to race against somebody like that, that's a big deal.
Yes, sir. I've raced with him a few times, just in the race or in the future. He'd get out, of course. But having him right there beside me and being in and out with him and Jake Sinnerfit and just all those good – Hunter Adams, too. I mean, it was just –
Oh,
was,
yes.
It was one of them speechless races where you got out of the car and I couldn't stop smiling. I mean, it was
that's awesome.
Coming up. It's been almost 2 years since I've been in a pure stock, and it felt so good to be out there again. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, I bet you was happier than a fat kid at a buffet line on Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir, I sure was.
That's awesome because, you know, like I tell people when I say that, Valentine's Day is the busiest day of the year for restaurants. You imagine this fat kid pushing people out the way saying, my food. So I know
yes.
You was pretty excited.
Yes, sir. And I knew in the heat race once I got up out of my line and I didn't really have that bottom groove anymore, I knew it wasn't going to go too good, but I stayed up there, and then I got back down to the line, and I pushed a little too low, and I hit that mud, and it just got me, and I fell back, and by that time, I just couldn't catch back up.
Well, I can guarantee you this weekend at Southern, you would do pretty good because I was very impressed, and I was pulling for you the whole time, and I always make my predictions of who I want to win in my videos, and I was like, and I usually pick two drivers. Sometimes I'll just pick one. And so I picked you to win. I was like, man, I would love to see her win that Travis race. But just to finish that race is in itself a huge deal.
Yes, sir. There was 21 cars that started. I didn't get my payout that night because they were pulling cars and stuff like that and just – they didn't stop checking the cars until 2:30 in the morning, so we were just went ahead and head out. But I'm pretty sure I ended up finishing around 6th or 7th, I'm pretty sure. And I also got the Hard Charger Award, which it originally went to Justin Adams. And I got a text message from Jeffrey Odom, and he told me that I'd won the Hard Charger Award. And that was a pretty cool feeling. I've got the prettiest car award, but I've never had the Hard Charger, so that's a pretty cool feeling.
Wow, that is awesome. I had no idea. That is cool that you won. That's a really big deal. So that's something. So do they give you a trophy for the Hard Charger Award?
It's not a trophy. It's a check. He said that it is a check. I like checks. I have checks everywhere. I mean, I love checks.
That's awesome. That's cool because now you can just display that from now on and you look back years from now and say, hey, I remember that one time I won my first hard charger award, and, you know, that's a really big deal, especially the winner at Northwest Florida Speedway.
Yes, yes.
That's cool because Northwest Florida Speedway is one of those tracks that if you can do good or you can win at Northwest Florida Speedway, then you can do good and win anywhere else.
Yes, sir. Northwest Florida Speedway, I mean, it's a very good track. The track owner, he puts in a lot of time and effort and work on that track, and it goes to show because every weekend that track, it's a very good track.
And I got to say, speaking of the owner, I got to give a shout-out to Scott Sessions because Sessions Construction, he does an excellent job, him and his wife, Ms. Beverly. They do an excellent job, and I saw her several times and spoke to her. And then, of course, if you want to catch Scott, you better catch him on the track because he's usually in that big truck packing the track or he's blading the track or whatever. He's working a water truck, you name it. He's just wide open. He's busier than a one-armed paper hanger at the racetrack.
Yes, sir. And in 2020, we also won the Travis race in the slingshot division, and that was the second annual Travis race, and it was a very good feeling. The feelings after I won that race, it was very high and emotional, and just words can't describe it.
That's awesome. I bet you wanted to do cartwheels after winning that race.
Yes, sir. As soon as I won it, I just looked to that sky and just thanked Travis for being with me all night.
That's awesome. So do you know how many wins you have total in your career?
In my career, I would say I have over 75 wins, almost 100 wins, maybe more.
Wow.
I can't get them off the top of my head, but I know it's on up there. I mean, our shop is just, you walk in our shop and it's absolutely covered with trophies top to bottom.
Wow. Well, I can tell you that, in other words, when it comes to winning, you won so many you could do it backwards blindfolded.
Yes, sir, especially in the slingshot. I would love to get up in a slingshot once again and just see if I still have the talent for the slingshots. And I love how the slingshots are still going on these days. Especially Deep South Speedway, they're trying to get them on. And I love all the tracks are trying to come together and bring the kids together. I mean, they're the future of the sport.
Exactly. And speaking of Deep South Speedway, I got to give a shout-out to Billy Roberson and Ryan Carpenter, the promoter. And, of course, my buddy Mitch, who's the announcer over there. And just everybody, Jeff Clark, the race director. You know, for them announcing that they're looking to put the junior slingshots up there, and they tried it one time, and they had, like, two cars at the most. But I believe this go-around, there's so many slingshots in the area, I think they can make it work. And like you said, I think they can bring the kids together because, you know, y'all are the future of dirt track racing. And of course, all these young girls are going to look up to you now and say, hey, she's won a lot of races, maybe I can do it too. And do a hashtag girl power.
Sir, now there's a lot of girls in the slingshots now. Craig Crosley's daughter, she's one of them. She's coming up.
Yeah, Kendall Crosley.
Yes, 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 yes. She's coming up.
Yeah,
because
in fact, she's got the pink R2C car, which is Craig's Racing the Cure, which is he donates to cancer research for like breast cancer and stuff like that, which is awesome. So shout out to Craig Crosley and Kendall. And I watched her race, and I tell you what, that's the best I've ever seen her run, and that's the fastest I've ever seen her go on a slingshot. So that's pretty cool. I bet you it won't be long. It should be following your footsteps and getting some wins.
Yes, sir. I hope so. I hope we can put our cars nose to nose in a couple weeks, summer or next season.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Northwest Florida Speedway, I love going there. It sucks I live 2 hours away. I'm in the hub of I got racetracks all around me, but the closest one is Tri-County at 1:15, and why not? It's like 1:18, so I don't have nowhere super close. But when I get to go Northwest Florida Speedway, I enjoy it because the vintage cars, of course, my favorite IMC mods, and they got so many good classes over there. And that Mr. Scott's done a lot of work over there, so I'm excited about the future for Northwest Florida Speedway, especially with him putting the bleachers and stuff in now.
Yes, sir, and also the coast races coming up. Very, very fun race. And IMCA stock cars are actually coming this year instead of the street stocks, which I've always wanted to watch the IMCA stock cars. I've always wanted to get into the stock car class. I would like them to bring it down here and we run the IMCA rules. I feel like that would be a very fun class to run and just everybody and rules. There wouldn't be cheating, just say. I mean, we're all on the same rules.
Yes. And that's one thing I can't stand in racing is a cheater. If you can't win legit, then you're not a racer, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I love IMCA. IMCA mods are my favorite. And what a lot of people don't realize about IMCA, of course, Deep South Speedway used to be sanctioned by them at one time, but they're not now. But they're looking to run IMCA next year. And the cool thing about IMCA is if you're sanctioned, which I know Northwest Florida and Southern is sanctioned, is like Owen Barnhill said, like you run for national points with IMCA when you pay into your points fund or whatever. And you get all these cool perks. You get invited to big IMCA races across the country, like when he goes to Boone Nationals. And then they have the IMCA insurance for your modified drivers. And I guess they offer the same insurance for your your stock car drivers. And, you know, the insurance is like $50,000 life insurance or whatever. You get hurt at the racetrack, then they'll cover it. And, you know, who else does that? That's pretty cool. And so I think it'd be cool to see you in the IMCA stock car. And even if you could get your car to fit the rules and race for those big guys when they come down.
Yes, sir. That's what we were going to originally make the car we got from up in Oklahoma. We wanted to make it into a stock car. And I think we still are going to try to turn it into a stock car and race the Clash on the Coast just to get a taste of something new. I think that would be very fun, especially because I know there's going to be a lot of them coming down because it's just a big event.
That's awesome. I hope to make that. I missed it because it was during the week. But, of course, they have to do it during the week because of their schedule at the racetracks they go to. But, of course, IMCA TV was down there, which is super cool because I've seen some of their pay-per-views, like when they do the free previews on Facebook. I watch their preview races, and they do a good job filming, and it kind of motivates me and my filming, but I just love watching IMCA, period, anything that they do. And people don't realize this or know this, but from my understanding, their history is they're the oldest as far as modified or really sanctioned race class as far as dirt track racing goes. It dates back to like the early 80s when the IMCA got started, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, sir, it is. It really is.
So your next season, you'll be back in pure stock full time, and I would love to see you do really good in points. And I know you've won in the slingshot at Southern before, which is cool. So now see if you can get a win in the pure stock at Southern.
Yes, so next year we're going to be mainly running for points and also, of course, running for the wins. And I think it'd be cool to try to get at least 3 championships in 1 year, just say Northwest Florida Speedway, Southern Raceway, and possibly Tri-County or Deep South or one of them. Next year I feel we're going to be building a whole brand new car from the ground up, and it's going to be originally like my most recent pure stock car, the Black 30.
Cool. Okay.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a very nice car. It's going to be brand spanking new.
That's awesome. So I want to tell people to follow your Facebook page. It's Dirty 30 Junior Racing is the page I follow. So y'all be sure and go follow her Facebook.
Yes, sir. We've been getting back into doing the Facebook pages. We were off for a little while, you know, and we weren't really updating our Facebook page, but now we're getting back into it. I've been trying to update it. So I'll definitely be keeping the Facebook page updated for all the fans to see now. And just the Facebook page is just going to be mainly where we're running next weekend, this weekend, or just updating people on how our racing's going.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I've always enjoyed watching your race, especially when Southern Dirt Track Report sponsored you, and that was cool to get to see you win some races when we sponsored you. So that was cool, and I thank Artie for doing that. And so now you're moving up into the future of dirt track racing. So you got any words of advice or encouragement for the younger generation to follow, the girls to follow in your footsteps?
I would definitely tell them, don't let the boys intimidate you. Don't let them. They'll get in your head, and you know they'll be boys. And another word of advice I'd have to give all the future racers coming up is just don't stop. Put in all your work. Put in everything you have to that race car, and you will be successful.
That's great. That's awesome. Y'all need to take that advice, young ladies, and get out there and kick butt and take names. And so you got any sponsors or anybody you want to shout out?
I would like to shout out David Smith at Blackwater Trust Systems. Let's see, William Goulet at Navarre Auto Repair. He's one of our top, I mean, he's been here for a very long time. Of course, my dad, my mom, Craig Crosby at Watermark Pools. There's a lot of sponsors that I thank. Just it's been a while and can't really get them off the top of my head. And since we don't have them on the car, it's very, very hard to remember all of them. But I have a lot of great sponsors. And whenever Southern Dirt Track Report sponsored me, it was also a pleasure having y'all on there sponsoring me. It was just,
thanks.
I love sponsoring me.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. You've been awesome. And everybody share this, and y'all can always go back and listen to the replay. And then, of course, Chris Creighton showed me recently that we're on Spotify, too. So everybody can go listen to the replay on Spotify, or you can go back to Blog Talk Radio and click the play button. But I'm so glad you came on. And, yeah, shout out to your dad, mom, and all your sponsors. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
You're welcome. You have a good one.
You too.
That's awesome. Girl power, y'all. That's cool that Kendall came on the show. And so now we got Donald Parker, Hattiesburg Speedway. So let's get Donald Parker in there. Let's get the crowd going. I don't know, the crowd needs to clap louder than that. They're not country folks. Country folks clap louder than that. Anyways, here we go. We got Donald Parker. How you doing, Mr. Donald?
Good. How are you?
Man, I'm doing awesome. I'm glad you got to call in the show. So, y'all have a huge race coming up, the 28th. Is that correct?
Well, we got to get tomorrow night's race done first. But, yeah, we got a race on
the 28th.
Oh, that's right. Halloween night, 28th.
So,
but tomorrow night,
it.
We got
to
sprint cars.
Ooh, okay. So shout out to Pete Walton and the USCS Sprint Car Association, which is United Speed Contest Sanction. I think that's us. Anyways, they're fun to watch. And y'all will have a blast.
Yep. Hey, I got somebody who wants to say something. He's been helping me work the track.
Okay.
Here you go, Luke. Say hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's
That's
up, Luke? How you doing?
Good.
Well, it's good to have you on the show there, Luke.
I'm getting my box car ready for tonight.
Oh, that's great. So you've been watering the track, and then you've been getting your box car ready.
Yes, sir.
That's great. So I know you're excited about that, and it'd be cool to see you win it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's great. So I know you're looking forward to tomorrow night, and it should be a lot of kids there.
Hey,
your little
sister's
going to
have one, too.
My little sister's
going to
have one, too.
Oh, that's great. I know you're going to like racing against her.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, he just was helping me water the track this afternoon. I told him
that's awesome. I'm glad you got him on.
And I asked him, I said, you want to talk? He said, yeah, I want to talk.
That's awesome right there. That goes to show you he loves his dirt track racing. If he's up there helping you with the track and wants to talk on the show.
Oh, yeah. These kids are getting all excited about these box cars. Man, they are getting creative with these box cars.
Man, well, I hope y'all get a lot of pictures of those box cars because I want to see them. I'm excited to see what they look like.
Well, we posted a couple of this done and done on our Facebook page yesterday or day before yesterday.
Oh, let me go
really
look at
them. Creative. Yep. Paul Gamble built him. Kids won, and Greg Williams put one together for his kids, and they really went all out.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's see, Hattiesburg Speedwood. So what are the rules to y'all's? Okay. I see one that says Cruz. It's got the Velocito logo, which is cool. And I see a purple one. Wow.
Yeah, we had some last time shaped like little modifieds. And, I mean, they really got creative.
Wow, this is awesome. Like, this purple one looks like a real car, to be honest with you. It's got the black windows, and they took their time on that one.
And it's just a cardboard box using their imagination.
Wow. See, this is what kids need to get into nowadays. Instead of cell phones and this and that, kids need to do cool stuff like this, because when I was growing up, we went outside, we played, we actually did stuff outside. Of course, I didn't know nothing about something like this, or I'd have done it, but just kids nowadays got it so much different than I had when I was growing up.
Yeah, we may have a few of the sprint car drivers going to get out there and race with these kids tomorrow night.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yes, sir. And I just talked to Terry Gray, and he may be flagging them.
Ooh. So that's the outlaw Terry Gray.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's won, gosh, a lot of races.
Many championships, yep.
Man, he's a legend. I'm sure Miller Time, Michael Miller, will be there.
Yeah, we'd like to try to get him in that foot race, too. And whoever
that would be
else
awesome,
wants to call him.
But I tell you what, I met Michael Miller years ago, 2015, when they come to Deep South, when it was still a big track. And they clocked him at doing 115 miles an hour around Deep South. And I don't ever get it. It was Michael Miller and Morgan Turpin. And they went up in the stands with some of the drivers. And they're passing out these USCS Frisbees, and I still got mine. And him and Morgan autographed them. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I didn't even know who he was at the time. And I heard him say his nickname was Miller Time. And I remember telling him, like, he was cheesing in the picture I got with him. And I told him, I said, man, I sure hope you win. Oh, well, I hope so, too. That'd be awesome. And he went out there and smoked them and won the race. And he was dancing on top of the race car when he won. And that's what I like to see when drivers get excited about their win.
Michael Miller's a good guy. He's a good competitor. He don't leave nothing laying on the line when he's out on the racetrack. But he's a easygoing, fun guy to be around.
Oh, and the time I met him, I just thought, man, that's awesome. I've seen him race a bunch of times since then, and he's one of those drivers that, like, just like Terry Gray, he's won a lot of races, and you can expect him to be a top three car everywhere he goes.
And, you know, when I first got this racetrack, that's the reason I'm so partial to the sprint car guys. It was then the SOS group, Southern Outlaw Series, and him and Shane Morgan and Timmy Thrash and several more came out here one Friday night and Saturday and helped me put up the fence so we could race, because I told them I would not race no sprint cars here until we got the fence up. And they wanted to race so bad that they come out here on a Friday and a Saturday, and they helped me put the fence up so they could race. And I never forgot that.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yep. Some of them brought their – Shane Morgan and them brought their work truck with their welder on it, and a couple more brought welding trucks. And man, we knocked it out. And
that is awesome.
I won't never forget that, them helping me out on that.
You know the old saying, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep.
And yeah, Shane Morgan, I've seen him race a lot.
Yes, sir. There was about 10 or 15 of them out here working, and they didn't take breaks. They worked the whole time they were here, you know, and we got it done.
Wow. That is awesome. That's dedication right there. That tells you how bad they wanted the race and what they thought of the racetrack.
Yes, sir. Well, we run the very first SOS Southern All-Star Sprint Car race right here at Hattiesburg. And that was our opening night. First night we ever opened after we got the track was with the sprint cars. Every year since then, we've opened up with the sprint cars and just about ended our season with sprint cars every year.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. And I know Pete Walton has always done y'all right, and I've met him several times. Mr. Pete's a really nice guy.
Yes, sir. We run SOS, you know, until their group kind of split up, and then that's when we brought Pete in, and we've had Pete ever since. But Pete always was real understanding to know that, you know, I was tied in with SOS group. He just kept calling and said, whenever you think you can, we'll be glad to come. And one day I called him. I said, well, now's your time. And we've had a good working relationship ever since.
Wow, that's awesome. So,
yeah.
Tomorrow night's races, of course, you got the sprints and your other local classes, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to – everything but our crate cars, we're going to run the mini sprints tomorrow night, but all of our other local classes will be running except for our crate cars.
Okay, cool. The mini sprints are fun to watch because they run I believe it's a 600cc Kawasaki motorcycle engine, what they run, right?
It's a 600, some run Suzuki, some run Yamaha, some run Hondas, different brand motors, but for the most part, they're 600s mini sprints.
Wow, that's cool. I love watching them race. I remember, I guess it was my first race at Hattiesburg. Y'all had raced them, and I've seen them race at the old Flemington Speedway a bunch. And those things are fast, and they sound like an Indy car going around the racetrack.
Yes, sir. They are fast, and they put on a good show.
And I'm sure y'all will have a pile of those this weekend.
Well, I want to hope so. Last couple of times we've tried to run them, there's been issues, but And I'm hoping tomorrow night we have a good turnout.
So if there's any sprint car drivers listening, or specifically the mini sprints, y'all be sure and spread the word. Tell everybody that you heard Donald Parker say, mini sprints, Hattiesburg Speedway, that's the place to be Saturday night, because you don't want to miss it. They're going to put on a good show. Let's pack the stands. Let's have standing room only at the racetrack and have pits full of cars. Maybe it'll be 20, 30 USCS sprint cars there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you do know we're running tomorrow night, not Saturday night, this weekend, because they're going to be at Milton
okay.
Saturday night.
Okay, tomorrow night. Okay, so y'all did swap back to Friday. Okay.
For this weekend
okay.
only. Next week, we're going back to Saturday. We already had this race scheduled for Friday night early in the season, so we couldn't switch.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Hey, Friday nights are good, so... y'all be sure and go out tomorrow night, and I hope a lot of people show up. Of course, you get to hear Ron Southern on the announcing. He's the best. There's no comparison. You'll know when you go to Hattiesburg Speedway, when you hear that voice, you know that's Ron Southern, because he's a good announcer. I've learned from him. And
yeah. He should be here. He's only missed one night since he's been with us. He
wow.
had a church out, and he couldn't miss that. But other than that, he's pretty dedicated.
That's awesome. And Ron is somebody who I think highly of. Of course, I think highly of Mr. Donald too. But Ron, he's always made my logos for me. He's making my current logo for this podcast. And then I'm trying to get him to see if he can do me some T-shirts. And Ron's done a lot of stuff for me, and I thank the world of him. And he's one of those people that if you need help or if you need prayers, that's the guy to reach out to, because he'll be glad to pray for you. And I loved one thing I witnessed Ron do when I was up there at Hattiesburg that last race I was there. He asked me, he said, "Hey, you want to go walk the pits with me?" I said, "Sure." So he had a wireless microphone, was going around talking to drivers, and every driver he went to, he asked them, he said, "Hey, you got any prayer requests?" And even if they told him no, they don't, he'd still say, "Well, I'm gonna pray for you." And he'd write it down, every single one of them. And that stuck with me, because I've never seen an announcer do that before. So that was cool.
Well, you know, here we kind of, call him our track chaplain here. You know, that's kind of his title, other than just an announcer. He's more known as our track chaplain.
And that's great. And I encourage people to look up on Facebook and look up Racing Towards Jesus Ministries, which is Ron's ministry, and go like his Facebook page and give him a follow and like on there, because I like the fact that Ron prays for people and does that at the racetrack, and you never know what big of a difference that'll make in a driver before he gets in the race car, because that could, you know, them prayers could prevent him from getting in a wreck or whatever. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Ron's a real deal. You know, he's always the same person every time you see him.
And that's one thing I like. And then another thing that's cool about Hattiesburg is, and Artie says this, and I tend to agree, you got the best flag man in the South up there, Ernie, your brother. And it's cool to see the way Ernie flags, because he takes two flags and flags that way, and it's just, he gets animated in the flag stand. And that's, you don't see that very often.
Well, it's all part of the show, you know. I seen somebody posted a video of a flagman yesterday or last night. Man, he was getting down on the flag stand. And when fans see a flagman do that, it gives them excitement.
It does, don't it? And Artie tells me, he says all the time, he said, "Man, I love me some Ernie Parker, man. He's the best flagman in the South, as far as I'm concerned." And then he just talks about how he gets into it, and then of course me going the few times I've been, I get to witness it, and it's unbelievable. Like he puts a lot of emotion into it. He just don't get up there and just wave his arms, you know, just blah blah. It's just he gets up there and put feeling into it. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, you don't realize how many kids pay attention to the flagman. I know when I was going to the races as a kid, you know, all eyes is on the flagman, you know, for the most part. And I've tried over the years to get him to wear white pants and a white, black striped shirt, because when I was growing up as a kid going to the races, that's what the flagmans all wore. They wore a white, black striped shirt and white pants.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
It was, you know, when you seen that white, black, striped shirt and white pants walking through the pits, you knew that was a flagman.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool. So your Halloween race. So what are y'all doing for your Halloween race?
We did it last year. And it was probably the funnest night I've ever had here at the track since we've been here. But all the drivers brought candy, and some of them even dressed up in Halloween costumes. We had a Halloween costume contest. And at intermission, we brought all the cars out on the track, and all the people brought their candy, and one dressed up in Halloween costumes, and everybody in the grandstands, from adults to kids, just came out on the flag on the front straightaway and trick or treated everybody on the front straightaway, and it turned out big, and everybody had a good time.
That sounds super super awesome, man. That's awesome. I encourage everybody to go down to this. Oh, and I bet y'all have a lot of candy.
There was no shortage of candy. They was kids leaving with sacks full of candy. Some of the drivers had pre-made bags of candy, little bags, treat bags, and just handed out the treat bags. And I just had a 5-gallon bucket full of candy. And as the kids come up, adults, whoever, and they was waiting on me to give them candy. I said, no, just dig in and get what you want. They'd dig in and get them a handful, and I'd tell them, get more, you know, and I had candy left over.
That's awesome. Because, see, I didn't know nothing about that kind of stuff when I was growing up. If I'd have knew about, you know, dirt track races and fun stuff like that when I was growing up, I'd been the first one in line.
Yep. Last year, I think it was Jim French dressed up. Was it Fred Flintstone, wasn't he? He made a good Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. I can see the professor wearing a Fred Flintstone suit. Yabba dabba doo.
Yes, sir. It was a fun night. And Ernie dressed up as Burt Reynolds. And him and Chase Cooper's little boy, I think, was in the runoff of the winners. And Chase Cooper's little boy was dressed up as hippie Ricky Idem. And he actually won the overall contest.
That's awesome.
And we had a guy out here dressed up as a dragon? Dinosaur. And it must have been 9 foot tall, that costume. it was pretty awesome. I mean, when we called the kids to the front straightaway, they just kept coming and coming and coming. I don't know where they all came from, but they come out of the woodworks.
Wow, that's awesome. So y'all are going to have your regular classes that weekend, and would that be your last race of the season?
Yes, sir. We're going to award our points champions their awards that night as well.
Wow, that's awesome. So I encourage everybody to go out.
It's going to be a busy night. It'll be our last night of the year. Last year, like I said, it was a fun time.
So you're going to be busier than a one-armed trombone player.
Probably so.
I've never seen a one-armed trombone player, but let me tell you, that boy would be busy.
Yeah. But tomorrow night, Ernie won't be here flagging. He's going to be out of town on other deals. And either me or Ronald, my brother, will be flagging tomorrow night. That ought to be a treat.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that'd be special then. So you wanna shout out your points champion winners for this season?
Well, let me think. Now I got Chase Cooper won the Great Lake Models, which is also the national Great champion. Ricky Idom won the Street Stock, which is also the Nationals Crate Racing Street Stock champion. Robert Bird won a Pier Street class. Michael Davis won our Modifieds, which I think this might have been his first full season of racing, and winning the championship was pretty big deal for him.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the guy that runs second, which was, can't think of his first name, but Breland's his last name, but this was his first full season of racing in modifieds. So that's a big accomplishment for those two guys to win the first and second, their first full season of racing.
That is a big deal.
Yes, and Becky Williams won the Stinger class. She won it last year. I think that's everybody. But we're proud to say that we produce champions here at this racetrack.
That's huge. So before I let you go, a cool note to that is, you know, when you mentioned about proud of being the two national champions, so Ron was of course bragging about that last race, and I think it's cool because he told me, he's like, this is a little known fact about little old Hattiesburg Speedway, is that we have two national points champions in Crate Racing USA at our little old track in South Mississippi. And you know what? I agree with Ron. That's a big deal because you got thousands and thousands of Crate Racing USA drivers across the country, and to produce two champions from y'all's track to beat all these other drivers in the country for that top list is a pretty big deal. So I think Crate Racing USA should do something special for y'all's track, put up a sign or something.
To be honest with you, they haven't been here.
Really?
And wow. This is our 10th season of running this racetrack, and out of 10 years, we've at least had one champion from the street stock or the crate racing. In multiple years, we've had the champion in both classes the same year. And also this year, I know top five in the crates is all from Hattiesburg Speedway. And I know the top three in street stop is from Hattiesburg Speedway.
Well, that's a big wow. Because, you know, Ricky Idom, the hippie, he's got over 800 wins, don't he?
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's been known, people went around and said, you know, guys that race here cherry pick. But our racers, like Chase Cooper, he has went to every track around this area and won at all of them. Jeremy Idom, when he won the national championship, he won at all the tracks, not just here. Michael Arnold, when he won at all different racetracks he went to. Noah Daspit, when he won at all different racetracks. Shannon Lee won at all different racetracks. So for people to say that they race here to cherry pick, that's a myth.
I agree with that. I agree with that because those names you've listed, I've seen them win at multiple other racetracks. So if anybody says any different, tell them to come see me and I'll set them straight because I've seen these drivers win at multiple racetracks. So, and Hattiesburg Speedway is one of those tracks. If you can win there, you can win anywhere because that's a tough track to tame.
Yeah, so we had a racer came down a couple weeks back from up north Mississippi, and he's a top runner everywhere he goes. And he told one of my track workers, he said, you know, everybody says Ricky Idle is cherry picking here at Hattiesburg. But he said, I'm here to tell you he's not. Because he said, I run fifth tonight, and Ricky Idle had to go to the rear, and he passed me on the outside and won the race. So he said, I'm here to tell you he's not cherry picking at Hattiesburg Speedway.
Wow.
There's some tough competitors race here.
Well, that's cool. So you got anybody you want to shout out and thank real quick before I get to my next guest?
Well, if I had some sponsors, I'd give a big shout out to some sponsors, but I guess I'm going to shout out to you. You and Southern
well,
Dirt Track
you.
Report. Because y'all help us, you know, as much as anybody, help us spread the word. And also Ron Southern, he does a lot for me behind the scenes. And I got a guy here that's here every week that helps me on race day, Kim Graham. And you know, I hate to start calling names because you always forget somebody. But
yeah, that's understandable.
I just don't like to start calling out names because you always gonna forget somebody. But
I don't blame you. And
but
well, she's got that's awesome.
We don't have no track sponsors.
Well, I encourage any business around the Hattiesburg area to reach out to Hattiesburg Speedway and sponsor it because look, you get your business out there. It's a great way to advertise. And you get thousands of people that see your sign at the racetrack. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Why would you want to sponsor Hattiesburg Speedway? So if you're listening from Hattiesburg, hit up Donald Parker about sponsoring because he could use some sponsors.
Yes,
and
sir.
So, and I appreciate you calling in, Mr. Donald, and I'm going to get to my next guest, Kayla, here, but I'm so glad you called in because I enjoy every time you call in the show.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you letting my little grandson talk. You know, he's a little nervous, but he won't forget
it. He did fine.
He won't forget it.
He did fine, and look, he can call in anytime he wants to because I plan on doing several shows before the end of the year. So.
Yeah, I think you can do a show just with kids and maybe you could get some of these winners from this box race this weekend on your show next weekend and do some interviews on them. These kids have a ball and it don't take much to go a long ways with these kids.
Yes. So I tell you what, let's plan on that. Let's get some of the parents together, tell them they can get in contact with me. And we'll get them lined up, and I'll give them the phone number and the link to listen to the show and call in. But these kids are the future of racing, so that's a great idea. I want to do that.
Yeah, because they would eat that up, you know.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for calling, and if you want to listen to the next guest, you can. I appreciate you, Mr. Donald.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. That was Donald Parker. Hattiesburg Speedway, he is so awesome. I like Mr. Donald. I think highly of him, so let's get a clap. All right, and we got Kayla Gassner called in. How you doing, Kayla?
Hey, Jared, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing dang near Skippy. If I was any better, I'd be a golden goose. I'd lay a golden egg. So... I'm so glad you got to call in because I've been talking to you for a while about calling in. And
I know, me too.
So I love watching the race, and I've been pulling for you to win a race this year at Tri-County Speedway. And the season ain't over yet. You could win. And, of course, I love talking to Shane Booth, and Shane's been helping you with your car, and I love how he's been helping you, and because I always talk with him, and I say, man, I got Caleb Peake to win, and I tell you what, you've been getting better and better this season, so tell everybody about your season.
I certainly appreciate the support. Shane had – he's one of those people, you know, that just puts it in ways that you understand. You know, someone could tell me the exact same thing over and over again, and then Shane walks up and says it in a way that I can understand, and he's really good at, you know, he'll walk me to the track and, you know, point out certain things, or, you know, bring me up there where you do your recordings at, where he sits usually, and points out, you know, mostly the stock cars, you know, when we watch them because they're closer to our class. He'll, you know, look at this one, look at that one. You see how this one's doing this, that one's doing that. Watch for this spot on the track. And he's been a huge track mentor, and I'm, you know, extremely thankful to have him help us this season. You know, he's one of the main reasons that I have improved drastically for that. But I know some of those guys out there are, you know, tough to beat. Brady Hall and Peanut Carnley, they are fantastic guys and are very skilled drivers. And I'm more of a realistic person, and I just tell myself, let's stay on the track, let's finish the race, let's load the car up the same way, and that's a win in my book, because those young kids, like, they're awesome, and they live for that stuff, and, you know, they've done excellent this year.
I remember one race, I was up there, and I was filming, and me and Shane were talking, and it was your feature time, and I was telling him, I said, man, I hope she wins, I hope she does good. And then, like, it was there was a driver had spun or something. I can't remember what race it was. There was a driver had spun, and I remember him saying, go, Caleb, move on up, pass him. And then, like, you ended up finishing, I think it was third that night, and that was really, really cool to see.
Yeah, one thing I have definitely learned over these past three seasons is how to dodge wrecks. I have learned that is, like, the number one thing. It was one season I was drawn to the wall like nobody else, and then now it's gotten to where, you know, I think last season my car had no brakes whatsoever. And, you know, everybody tells you, well, you don't need brakes in dirt track racing. Well, I'm here to tell you, you need brakes in dirt track racing, because
it was
just, you know, chaotic. Well, this season, Adam gave me excellent brakes, and I mean excellent brakes. You barely touch them and you're coming to a stop, and it has saved me from a lot of mishaps. Because there's been several times where all I could do was just mash on the brakes and close my eyes and hope for the best. And it was like, I think it was this past weekend in Baker, we went there for our first race at Baker this season. And there was an incident where two people had spun out in front of me, and all I could do was just hit the brakes. And, of course, when I hit the brakes, I sailed toward the wall, and when I opened my eyes, I was like a half a foot from hitting the wall, and I was like, thank you, Adam, for my brakes.
Hey, it's good to have brakes. I don't know why somebody, and I've heard that before, you don't need brakes. Yes, you do. You don't want to die. I don't know.
Yes,
I'm a safety guru, because safety is a big deal. Some people, there's so many people that skip on safety, and that scares me.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people, I surprise a lot of people when I tell them that, you know, the first season, this is our third season driving, so the first season was kind of a, you know, throw a car together, get out there, let's see what we can do. So it, you know, we had a lot of problems with that car, you know, belts breaking, brakes going in and out, just, you know, little things like that. So I had to learn, I guess, the hard way at first versus learning the easy way and working my way up. So my car right now, having brakes on my car this season is a massive plus, but I cannot drive with power steering. I don't know how, so my car don't have power steering in it. And, you know, I thought that was, like, just a common thing, but after talking to a few other drivers, you know, they were like, no, we wouldn't go out there without power steering. And I'm sitting here in my mind thinking, the one and only time I came out here with power steering, I came out of staging, past the flag stand, and went right into the tractor tire. So we immediately cut the belt and went from there.
Wow. Well, I'm glad. So you got power steering now then?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
I was thinking.
No.
Okay.
We don't. We Adam had asked me a few races ago if I wanted to put it on the car, and we kind of tossed it up and, you know, was like, well, we've only got X amount of races left. I don't want to, you know, jeopardize messing the car up for the end of the season. And, you know, I know that I can drive it the way it is now. I know that I am comfortable with it. So let's just kind of suck it up, because, you know, it was kind of after racing all night, you know, by the time I got done and loaded the car, my wrists were sore, they were cramping up. So, you know, he was like, it ain't really worth all that. And I was like, no, let's just tough it out the rest of the season, and start of next season, we'll throw it on there and learn from there and go.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I can tell you this, for you to drive with that power steering and to handle it the way you do, that's pretty good. I'm impressed.
Well, I appreciate it. I've definitely, like I said, you know, between Shane helping me, you know, kind of with the small details and me being able to relate to Adam, you know, I've always told people, and he's probably going to kill me for saying this, but Adam owns his own construction business, and I would always tell people, my husband can do anything that is out there except for electricity and mechanic work. And he has completely, I mean, in the past 3 years, I know this car that we have this season, he completely built it from ground up. So, I mean, I commend him tremendously for learning, you know, I mean, that's a lot to learn. And I can come in and tell him, you know, the car's a little too tight, you know, it's a little too loose, it's pulling, it's pushing, it's not turning, and he immediately knows where to go to, what to do, what to fix. It is just, you know, I always, you know, like I said, I think I told you this before, I'm just the driver. Like, he's the man behind everything.
That's awesome. So what do you do? What is your favorite thing you do for safety-wise? What do you like in safety stuff?
I like, and if you'll watch in staging, you'll notice, but I'm big on my seatbelt. I really like, and I don't know if it's more of an anxious thing or just a nervous thing, but I will constantly loosen my shoulder straps and then retighten them, loosen them and retighten them. And I'll, you know, try to move. And if I'm able to move any, I tighten them more. And I keep doing that until I find that comfort to where I feel as if something was to happen, I wouldn't move that much. So my shoulder belt on my seatbelt is probably the most important thing that I really, if I had to have one thing safety-wise in my car, it would have to be my shoulder belt.
That's awesome. Because seatbelts are no joke. And the scary thing is, in racing today, there's drivers out there that if it wasn't made mandatory, they wouldn't have it, especially seatbelts, whatever, and that's a scary thought.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I tell anybody and everybody when they, you know, ask me, well, aren't you scared you're going to get hurt out there, you know, and all that stuff. I feel 100% safer in that dirt track car than I ever had in my Toyota 4Runner that I drive on the highway. I mean, I have a 4-point harness, 5-point harness in there. You know, I'm bolted to the seat. Like, the only way I'm coming out of that car is if the whole seat comes with me.
Awesome.
And, you know, one important thing that we have, you know, kind of made sure of, which a lot of people don't really pay attention to, but it is one thing that I make sure I look at least every few weeks just to keep a reminder, is the expiration date on your seatbelt. You know, they're there for a reason. A lot of people, you know, they'll buy seatbelts, not really pay attention to the expiration date, or have had them for years, not really pay attention, but they do expire. And, you know, they put that expiration date on there for a reason. So I make sure to always keep up with when they expire, when I have to replace them, and things like that.
That's,
things that you don't really think of, you know.
Yeah, that's great, because, and a lot of racetracks make it mandatory that your seatbelts have to be this and this year model or newer, because I've seen people that, like, they don't think about their neck, they don't neck braces, they don't wear gloves. There's all kind of stuff that, if I was a safety inspector, I guess I'd be the safety Nazi, because people wouldn't like me, because I'd be going around, oh, you ain't got this, you ain't got that.
It's a pain for some people, because, I mean, those things are not the most cheapest, you know, in the world, but I would definitely be out money for a seatbelt instead of having to pay a copay at a doctor's office because, you know, I broke this or I hurt that or this or that. And, you know, I mean, you have watched me enough to know that me and that concrete wall are best friends. So I have hit it enough to know what whiplash feels. That is honestly,
not,
I think after I hit the wall during that race, that I hit it underneath the flag stand. I'm not sure if you remember that or not, but I was spinning out and hit it head on right underneath the flag stand. I hit it so hard I moved the the guardrail at Tri-County underneath the flag stand. And that race right there was when I started really tightening and fidgeting with my belt, because I had horrific whiplash the next day from that wreck, and it was all because my belts were not properly tightened.
And, you know, if you don't have your belts properly tightened, if you ain't got the proper neck gear, good helmet, like Dale Earnhardt, I'm a NASCAR fan. I've been watching NASCAR since Moby Dick was a sardine. Oh, that's great. And so, like, Dale Earnhardt, I recorded it. Like, I cried when Dale Earnhardt died because I was a fan.
Oh, we did too.
And Starling Marlin to this day, Starling Marlin has Parkinson's, but he still races in local asphalt racing where he's from. And he's getting pretty bad off, but he still races, but he still blames himself to this day because he hit Dale Earnhardt. And everybody told him, said, no, it wasn't you that killed Dale Earnhardt. It was Dale Earnhardt not having his seatbelts come loose, not the proper safety gear. and them hitting the wall like that. And then not long after that, the Honda device became mandatory in NASCAR. And, you know, and if I had to guess, people made a joke of it, like, oh, you know, like anything in safety, whether it's fuel register or whether it's helmets, whatever, people like, oh, they make fun of something like that. And then when it actually happens to somebody and they make it mandatory, then they're like, now you see why they made this mandatory. And then it just blew up and went from there. And,
well, I think it's,
you know, yeah,
Southern
that
is, when we raced at Southern, if I'm not mistaken, when we did pre-tech, they told us that when we came back, we needed to have an Earnhardt bar in the car, you know, a part of the roll cage. So, you know, that did make me feel good, you know, that they are, you know, during pre-tech, they are checking what they need to check and making sure drivers are safe and, you know, they're able to point things out and tell, you know, communicate with us, you know, this is what you need, this is why you need it, we require it here. And so, that made me feel really good that they were recognizing
it. Wow, that's awesome. That's great. That's great to hear that, because I love it when tracks require safety gear. And I know there's going to be some people out there that say, that's more money, I can't afford that. I say, well, what's more important, your life? Or that if you want to go home to your family and say, hey, I'm okay, I'm fine, it's just a scratch, then you can thank safety gear for that, you know.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people, when they watch wrecks that happen out there, I know there was a wreck, I think it was last season, at Baker, Brady Hall, the 22, and Derek White, 38. They clashed, and both cars, like, flipped several times. And, everybody was in the stands, and that was one of the races I wasn't racing in. I was actually watching, so I got to feel what it felt, I guess, what my family feels by watching someone you know and care for, you know, out there during that. And so when I seen it happen, you know, everybody was just in silence. And then, I mean, it wasn't just maybe a half a second. They both, like, just popped up out of whatever window was accessible for them at the time, and they both were perfectly fine. And I know I'm not sure what safety equipment Derek has, but I do know Brady has the Hans device or, you know, something relatively close. So it's one thing to see a wreck like that, but then, you know, for them to be able to unhook themselves and just climb out and walk around, it's like, you know, wow. That right there.
Yeah, that's a
safety.
That's a huge. I agree, and that's a huge blessing from God. They survived that. That's a testament that God was riding with Brady and Derek that night.
Yeah, it was definitely a scary, and it's, you know, it's different. When I go out there, it is, to me, the most relaxing, just carefree, out-of-my-mind place to be. I tell people, you know, it's the one place, if you struggle with anxiety and anxiousness and things like that, it is the one place or the one thing that you can do or that I do that my mind is forced to focus on one thing and exactly what I'm doing. Because if you don't, I mean, you know, you'll end up hurt. So, you know, mentally I'm forced to focus on what I'm doing, so my mind's not out wondering. It's not, you know, thinking about, you know, what I'm doing tomorrow, what I'm doing next week, what I got to get done. I'm forced and focused on one thing. And, you know, so it's fun and relaxing for me, but for, you know, Adam and my mom, my dad also races a few races also with me. So for them to sit up there and watch, you know, it's kind of like a, they're all on their toes and you know, just scared to death, worried something's going to happen. And then I'm out there just like, you know, oh, this is just, you know, this is great. This is fun. This is relaxing. And so having to watch, you know, the drivers in my class that I know and talk to, seeing something like that happen, I kind of can put myself in the position, you know, my family is in, but also when my dad goes out there with me, you know, everybody asked me several times, you know, what's the matter? Why do you look, you know, so anxious? Why do you look so worried? And I'm like, my dad's out here, like, you know, it's one thing to have him up there watching, but when he's on the track with you, it's like, you know, I get that my family's out there, I'm worried feeling like everybody else gets. And, you know, Saturday when he hit the wall, this past race at Tri-County, when he came around and got pushed from the back and ran into the wall, you know, I immediately, like, slowed down my car and stopped and went around him and looked to make sure and waited for that thumbs up to let me know he was okay, because it was like, what, just kind of, it's just a, you know, a scary feeling to see that happening and you can't get or do anything. And I guess that's kind of what family members feel like, that's watching, you know, their kids or their brothers or things out there. You know, you see something about to happen, you see it happen, and you can't get out there to help. You're dependent on other people to help them.
Wow, that's neat. I'm thankful he's okay. It wasn't tore up too bad, was it?
No, not too bad. They can't beat it out and fix it up.
Okay, well, that's cool. So I'll be seeing you this weekend. So real quick, talk about your championship this year. You won the championship in Bombers at Northwest Florida, which is a huge accomplishment to win at the Swamp. So talk about that.
At Tri-County this year, really it's just being consistent. I mean, you know, Brady is a phenomenal driver, awesome young kid, on and off the racetrack, raised by great parents, and he has won, you know, a ton of races at Tri-County. And I think, you know, I've came in third a few times and top five several times, but, you know, this is, if anything, shows that person that knows that, you know, or feels like they're not capable of winning a race, that's okay. Just be consistent, stay on the track, find you a spot in the back that you feel comfortable, because comfort to me is 90% of success in racing. And, you know, find a spot that you're comfortable in, learn from that spot. Take that opportunity when, you know, you're in the back and, you know, you don't got no cars around you. Take that opportunity to learn things about your car and about the track and improve on that. Find one thing each race and improve on it. And, you know, just be consistent. Finish the race. Don't, you know, competitiveness is a big part of it, but I feel like some people push it to the next level, and that's when things happen that you don't, you know, really want to see happen. So, you know, just find your comfort and learn, you know, where you feel comfortable at and improve off that and stay consistent each time, each race, and be there.
Oh, and so I'm looking at this. So I'm looking at my race pass, and I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you've looked, but I encourage everybody to download my race pass. It's awesome. And if you can afford the monthly subscription or the yearly subscription, do that. I'm going to do that next. But I'm looking at the points for Tri-County Speedway and Bombers. And when I say...
I know what you're about to say.
A lot of people say, let's see, what it, how I want to put it. Most of the time I say close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but this time this is pretty daggone close. You won 480 points, and Brady Hall finished second with 479 points. My goodness, that is, wow, that's awesome that you won by 1 point.
I know, and I mean, I'm extremely grateful, you know, for finishing top of the points, but, you know, Brady has really, I've got to honestly give him all the credit because he has really put in the work and, you know, he has shown up and he has driven his heart out and he has finished, you know, first, second, or third each race. I think I've lost count how many races this season he's won, but it is close to all of them, maybe like 10 or 11-ish, somewhere like that. So it was just one of those, you know, just one of those odd things that just, you know, in a crazy turn of events, this happened. But I've got to give, you know, Brady deserves way more recognition than I do because he has really done the work this season at Tri-County. And I think he is point leader currently at Northwest Florida Speedway. So, you know, kudos
wow.
to him. Definitely, definitely somebody I would have on top of my list to watch and learn from.
Awesome. And another cool thing about my race pass is a lot of people don't know this, and I hope a lot of people's listening because I want a lot of people to hear this. So the cool thing about my race pass is there's lots and lots of drivers on there, but when you look at my race pass, their profile picture is blank. And when
right.
you sign up for my race pass, you can do be cool like Kayla. She's got a cool picture of her in the stands and then got a cool picture of her race car on there. And I like that about Race Pass. A lot of people don't know you can do that. You can update your pictures. You can update your bio. You can put where you live, how many races you have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I encourage a lot of people. Yeah, and I wish more people did that because I get to looking at profiles because I actually look at this stuff because I'm a computer nerd, and I look at this stuff, and I'm like, really, this don't tell me about this driver. This don't tell me about so-and-so. And it's mainly because
right.
a lot of people don't know it exists. And even racetracks can do that with their profile on there. So I think it's cool you got yours updated.
Oh, yeah, we definitely, Adam and I both utilize it. And I think I pay for the yearly subscription because I like to watch. With the yearly subscription, I know it's Tri-County. I'm not sure with other races, but it has live timing. So you can see – you know, your lap time and what was your fastest lap and what was your slowest lap and things like that. So I utilize that a lot. And then, you know, Adam, we both, when we kind of know like our normal people who are racing that weekend. And so when we see somebody that, you know, is new or has, we don't recognize, we immediately go to my race pass and go to their profile to see if they have like their hometown or their state or something, anything about them. So we can kind of be like, oh, well they're from, you know, this place or they're from, you know, Mississippi or, you know, kind of get a feel for them and see what they're about.
That's cool. So you got any sponsors or anybody you want to shout out before we get in the show?
Sure. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Obviously, Adam with his construction business, Gassner Construction. If anybody needs any construction work, you will be helping me build my race car for next season, FYI. But
awesome.
He, you know, obviously, he's my main sponsor, my biggest sponsor, and then Zeno Carpenter. you know, all my exhaust work and put my motor in and, you know, all the detailed work. Ace Bondurant here in Bruton, Mike Webb with Webb's Auto, he races also. Matt Salter with Pro Air, great AC person here in Bruton, Pro Air. They, you know, they will go any time of day or night and get you fixed up. And my parents with their business, Eric and Kim Gray with Partner.co, they have helped tremendously. And, you know, I've got a ton of others, but those, you know, are who I can think of off the top of my head. But sponsors are definitely a huge blessing. This is honestly my first season that I've gotten sponsors. I'm not a person that's big on asking, you know, for money or for help or anything like that. And so this is the first season I went out and told people what I was doing, and, you know, to my surprise, they were like, oh yeah, you know, we'll help you. And so I managed to get a pretty good bit of people, and I'm, you know, I wouldn't have the car I have if it wasn't for all of them.
That's awesome. Well, I thank you for coming on the show, and I'll definitely see you this weekend. So y'all come out to the swamp and fight off those mosquitoes that are bigger than hummingbirds and watch the race.
I know. Clay's little football team, when they're practicing, they're out there spraying mosquito spray everywhere, and they're like, do you want some? And I'm like, nah, like, I'm immune to them now. Like, these little things don't bother me. But I wanted to give you a quick little shout-out and congratulations to you for being the new Tri-County Speedway announcer. That is awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I got to say,
man, I'm so excited for that.
Oh, yeah. If anybody's ever watched my race videos, they know I get animated. They know I love making people laugh. I love telling jokes, whether it's a Chuck Norris joke or a Christian joke, whatever. And, like, I get animated on my videos, and I had 4 or 5 people come up to me last weekend at Tri-County Speedway. I mean, excuse me, Northwest Florida. What am I thinking? And you were the first one to come up to me and congratulate me, so I appreciate that. That's very cool.
Yeah, I think I was one of the first ones that seen it on Facebook, and I immediately showed Adam, and I'm like, there is not a better person for this job than Jared. Like, he... And I think my exact words to Adam was, like, he really cares. Like, he learns the drivers. And like I told you Saturday night at Baker, you know, I hear, you know, a car called out a different number 4 or 5 times during the night, and then they finally get it right. And I'm like, you know, Jared studies this stuff. Like, he knows. He communicates with the drivers. Like, he is going to be awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's,
I appreciate that, because, like I watch, like, my racing videos, like, let's see, busier than a one-arm trombone player, don't even describe it, because I'm sitting there holding one part of my tripod with and then the other hand, I've got my cell phone trying to flip through my race pass to find the name of the driver. And that's not no easy task, to sit there and flip through my race pass, and you're trying to focus on the leader of the or whatever. So, woo.
Well, I'm telling you, like, if you would never tell anybody how you do that, it would never be known, because it's effortlessly and so smoothly, and you're able to catch everything. And I always wait for you to post your videos that you take, because I learn so much from watching videos. And I have other people that videotape the races and send them to me, but I always wait
cool.
for yours, because it's the best view. It's always, you know, some people who take videos follow the lead car and miss half the cars, and it's just a mess, but your videos, you get the whole track, you know, it's not zoomed in or focused on one thing. It shows everything, and it is just so awesome to sit there and watch and hear you talk and, you know, express yourself, and it's just awesome. Like, I'm so excited for you.
Well, thank you. Well, that's like one of the things I do with my video camera. It's a pretty old camera, but it's got a great zoom on it. And I've learned over the years, when I first started videoing many, many moons ago, I learned over the years you can't just focus on the leader only. There's racing all throughout the track. You have to go through, and then, of course, yes, you need to focus on the leader a lot when there's a lot of back and forth battling, whatever, but you still got to focus, go back toward. And another thing I like to do is when I zoom in, I'll pick a driver, and I've done it with you a few times, and I'll say, hey, let's take a full lap with so-and-so, and I'll follow that car around for one solid lap, and then I'll zoom back out and then go back to filming the other cars and stuff. I like to do that because for at least one lap with a driver, because then they can go back and look at that and see how they drive in the corners, whatever,
exactly.
And it kind of helps them. And so that's kind of a cool thing I learned how to do, and it's just fun doing that, especially the announcing it and going back and forth part. And I was telling Isaiah, like, oh, Larry Falk, I've nicknamed him Fred Flintstone, and on my videos, you'll hear it when he goes out there in the Town of Bedrock car. Like, I'll be like, oh, there's Fred Flintstone taking the lead. Oh, LJ Falk, yabba dabba doo. And then next, and then when he wins the race, I'm like, oh, Fred Flintstone just won the race. And
well, I'm the prime example of, you know, getting the whole field in your camera, because I mean, you know as well as I do, my comfort zone is in the back, and I love it in the back. And so,
yeah,
I like to work my way up and be, you know, consistent that way instead of, you know, so that's why, you know, I really like your videos, because I'm able to watch my progress throughout the race. So that's awesome. But
awesome.
I wanted to my master mechanic is sitting here with me, and he wanted to give you a little shout out.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Hey, Jerry, this is Adam.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I just overheard you talking about holding your phone and your iPad and everything else, and Isaiah just put out a message. I think he said you're going to be the announcer and the flag man this coming weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's bigger than a one arm. Well, hey, look, that's bigger than a one arm paper hanger with a case of the hives. Look, if you can do that, if you can be the flag man and the announcer all at once, I will buy you a steak dinner. I will shake your hand and congratulate you for being the busiest person on earth.
I think you can do it.
Man, I think they underestimate, you know, what all. When I'm out there, I pick on Jamie Bell all the time because, you know, she's my person in my ear. And it is so funny because, you know, by the time we're usually the last class out there, so, you know, we're ready to wrap it up. We're ready to go home. And she'll get in our ears, and she would be, you know, jokingly, obviously, but she would be fussing at the flag man. She'd be fussing at us. And I think the past couple races, you know, when I would spin out, I told her, I said, I guess we're not on number basis anymore. I think we made it to name basis because – you know, she would usually say, you know, car in the bottom of turn 4, 51. And, you know, now she's gotten to say, car in the bottom of turn 4, it's Kayla, y'all watch her. I'm like, Jamie, please don't call me out like that. I'm already embarrassed.
Wow.
And so it's all, they are just, the Day family is just a great, fun family, you know, they're super, super sweet, and you know, kudos to them for volunteering their time for the benefit others to have fun.
Yeah, and I hope this weekend, and I hope the weekend of the and which reminds me, if Isaiah's listening, I got to get with him about making a Facebook event and posting a flyer so I can send out invites to people. But for the next race, but like, I hope we pack the stands. I'm tired. I don't want to see 30 fans in the stands because tracks don't make money with 30 fans. They need the 200 or 300 fans. I want to see the whole standing room only. I want to see everybody up there screaming, you know, because it's two races left in the season. And I've always told people that racing is better than football. And if you want to see cool people like Kayla race, then come to Tri-County this weekend.
Well, I know this weekend is my favorite race because of the hayride and the kids. Like, it didn't really resonate with me until here recently how many people actually come to watch a certain driver. I didn't realize until actually talking with Miss Marilyn, you know, I never go over to the stand side unless they have funnel cake fries. Other than that, I'm always over there in the pit. And she, you know, mentioned to me, she was like, I don't think you realize how many little girls you have that come here just to watch you. And it kind of you know, it kind of just like took me back for a second. I'm like, you know, I'm just doing this because, you know, my grandfather did it. It keeps the legacy alive. I want to pass it down to Clay. I never like thought about me being, you know, somebody's favorite driver or somebody coming just to watch me or an inspiration for little girls. Like it never really hit me until just a couple weeks ago. And so it was really cool feeling to realize that. So, you know, I'm super excited for this weekend's race. I have a lot of people who told me that they can't wait to come by and take pictures with the car and meet me. And it's just awesome.
It gets the fans involved. And I really hope there's a lot of fans because I'm tired of seeing not a lot of fans at any racetrack, really. And of course, part of it's the economy, whatever. But then football comes in. But I'm always going to say it, racing is better than football. And this weekend, you'll get a super awesome candy, get to do the hayride because what racetrack does a hayride? And, of course, they give them that candy. So bring your kids to the racetrack. That's important because then your kids will want to come back more. And it's what better way than to get outdoors instead of glued to a TV screen?
Right. And I think, you know, with Tri-County doing the hayride through the pit and giving, you know, the fans that, you know, usually sit in the stands kind of a peek behind the scenes and letting them, you know, take that time, you know, that's why it's my favorite race. I always go above and beyond with my goodie bags, with my extras, because, you know, like I said a while ago, you don't realize, you know, how many kids come to watch just this one racer. Like, they wait there all night, beg to come just to watch this one person race. So, you know, and it's awesome just to see all those little kids.
Yeah, because when I was little, I didn't know nothing about dirt track racing. I was born with a NASCAR program glued to my face. I was always watching NASCAR. But when I was a wee little lad, I dressed up as Richard Petty one year for Halloween. And so it's like the King Richard Petty, so I know what it's like to nerd out meeting your favorite driver or whatever, you know.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, my mom had me at dirt track. It was in my family, like I said, my grandfather did it. And my uncles did it, and my mom has a picture and a video where I was 5 days old, and she took me to my first race at Flemington Speedway, and they decorated my uncle's car with bows and everything. So when I say I have been, you know, a part of the races since I was a baby, I mean, 5 days old, I was there in the stands with my parents, and it was an every weekend thing down at Farmington Speedway. And actually, 4 years ago, this Halloween race was when Adam came up to me and asked me, do you want me to build you a car? And so this, you know, this Halloween race at Tri-County means more, you know, it's just an awesome little flashback to where we were and where we are, and it just always has that memory.
That's cool. Racing is, especially local racing, is a really huge, huge deal. And I like all kind of racing. Like I was talking about in my post yesterday, if a redneck wants to get a horse and buggy and race, I'm down for it. And
I need a book of all your little sayings. Yeah, your Jaredisms. I need a book of all your Jaredisms because they are cracking us up. Like Adam is dying laughing every time you say something. So work on that. I need a book of Jaredisms.
You're killing me over here, dog. You're killing me.
I think the one about something about Moby Dick before he was a sardine or something was my favorite. I need a Jaredism book.
And most of these I hear from somebody else, like my best friend Matt Harville. Shout out to Matt. He said that one time. He said, I've been doing this since Moby Dick was a sardine. And I said, dang, go.
I love that.
I'm definitely going to need
a book of it.
Like Jeff Foxworthy, he's always been my redneck idol. I look up to his, you know, you might be a redneck jokes and stuff, and some of that stuff spins off of that. And then, of course, I love my Chuck Norris jokes, and I was at Tri-County Speedway. I mean, crap. Northwest Florida Speedway one night, and I was telling Scott Sessions one of my usual Chuck Norris jokes, and he just busted out laughing. And then he looks at me and says, did you know that Chuck Norris can win a super late model race in a go-kart? I said, dang, I lost it, man. Jared, that was so funny.
Jared, don't leave us hanging. What was your favorite Chuck Norris joke?
Oh, gosh. I got a top 100 list. And if I had to – one of the –
Give me one of the top five.
Okay, one of the top five is, and I'm a huge Chuck Norris fan, by the way, but it says crop circles are Chuck Norris's way of telling the world that sometimes corn needs to lie down.
Well, look, with you being the announcer at Tri-County now, we have got to all rally together and go to Chuck in a united front and get him to get the speakers working on the back side of the pit so we can all laugh and joke when you speak. Because right now, Adam and I can't hear Jack squat. But we are going to have to rally together as a united front now that Jared's the announcer.
If we got to find a way to redneck rig it, we'll get some Gorilla Glue and duct tape and do something.
Yes.
Before I get you off here, I got one more. And before the Black Eyed Peas met Chuck Norris, they were known as the Peas.
Yeah, we're definitely sending this podcast to Chuck so he can listen to the last little bit of this so he'll know why we need the speaker fixed in the back of the pit.
Hey, Jared?
Yeah. Yes.
When God said, let there be light, Chuck Norris said, say please.
Look, they... Chuck Norris can do a wheelie on the unicycle.
You see what I have to live with? Adam has officially started his dad joke era. So I have a I have a dad joke waiting on me every day, and you know dad jokes are not funny at all. They're just ridiculously stupid. So what was the one you told me the other day about your right hand and your left hand?
Yeah.
It's something about what does your left hand and 2 + 2 = 5 have in common? And I was thinking about this for like 45 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I give up. And he says, neither of them are right. I just looked at him like, are you serious? Like, really? And he's like, I've been waiting all day to tell you that. And I'm like, you are like, no, don't, you know, don't share this with anybody.
Jeez. That's awesome.
I'm like, good Lord, like, get out of this state that you're in.
Well, look, Adam, I'm going to get to racetrack early. You're going to have to hit me up when you get there, and we'll share drugs with each other.
That sounds good, man. I'll probably be dressed up in a Chuck Norris costume.
Oh, God.
Oh, and look, if somehow, I know this may sound silly or stupid, but if somehow Chuck Norris was to ever listen to this podcast and gave his approval, I would faint. if he did a little short video clip, says this is Chuck Norris approved, I would flip. My year would be made.
Well, I think Chuck Norris would approve this podcast.
I think the closest we're gonna get is Chuck Day.
Hey, that's as close as we're gonna get. He's the other version of Chuck Norris, right?
I think that's as close as we're gonna get is Chuck Day.
Hey, we'll take it.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I appreciate you calling on the show. That was really cool.
I thank you for having me, and I'm so sorry I wasn't able to get to you a couple of weeks ago. It has been so sporadic.
I've always said that everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that, and I think today was just meant to be, like God said, here you go, this is going to be the ultimate podcast, the podcast. So that's where it ended up. So that's cool. It worked out.
That is awesome.
Work out.
And I wasn't point champion a few weeks ago when you asked me, so.
Yes, that's right. So, that's perfect. See, everything does happen for a reason. Because you went point champion,
yep.
And now you are. So what better time
you went,
to...
You went from having Kayla Gassner, Bomber 51 driver, on my podcast tonight to Tri-County Speedway Bomber champion, Kayla Gassner.
Now she's talking big. You better get off there.
I hope a lot of people listen tonight.
I asked Isaiah the other day. He sent me that picture for approval.
The
Bruton Bomb Sale. He was like, does this meet your approval? And I said, yeah, that's awesome, great, you know, whatever. And a few minutes later, I messaged him back, and I said, just out of curiosity, I said, I have not been, like, telling people that I've won it. I haven't been, you know, sharing it with anybody or bragging about it. I'm not a person to brag, especially on myself. I don't like being recognized for anything. And I said, I just want to make sure, like, it's official. Like, I can tell people, I won't jinx myself. He's like, it is official, darling. You can spread the word. And so I was like, okay, great. And I think shortly after he posted that picture, so I was like, it's official.
See, it ain't nothing wrong with bragging on yourself, because I've always been one of those people that's been behind the scenes, always put other people first. But every now and then, it's good to be in the spotlight. I don't mind the spotlight at all. I'm like, okay, cool as grits, you know. I mean, just let it go.
Well, hopefully I'll get there one day.
Oh, you on a show tonight, and you got the championship, so that's pretty cool. So,
I had asked Isaiah also. I said, what all goes on, like, as a legacy race? And he's like, do not start getting stage fright now. He's like, this is what we're going to do. You're going to be fine. And I'm like, do I really have to, like, go in front of everyone? He's like, yes, you really do. And I'm like, okay.
And I'm sure they'll get me to go down there and with a wireless mic and interview y'all. So it'll be cool. You'll be fine.
You're gonna have me cracking up.
Look, because I asked you earlier, I said, are you as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs?
Yes. Yes, and I was like, yes, I am. So if you come down there to interview us,
Embarrass her.
You are going to look at me, and I am going to give the loudest cackle anybody had ever seen. And, like, all I'm going to think about is Chuck Norris and dad jokes. As soon as you open your mouth, I am going to cackle so loud, and they're all going to look at me like, what is going on?
That's funny right there. That's funny right there. Well, looks like we're out of time for the show. I'm glad y'all got to call in. So if anybody wants to share this show, y'all share it. Well, thank you. Thanks, Adam. And thanks, Caitlin. So that's cool.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. And just thanks, Tri-County. And we just appreciate everything y'all do for us.
All right, awesome. All right, so that was... That was Kayla and Adam. So we're going to play out my song to end the show. Yeah. And I got to give a shout-out to Chase Montgomery. I think I may have mentioned Chase earlier, but I'm going to mention Chase again because he's listening now. So shout-out to my buddy Chase Montgomery, Lexington, Tennessee. Chase came on the show the last two shows and talked about his racing. And he's with the Southern Dirt Track Report now, and Chase volunteers for us now, so Artie's going to get him set up on the page where he can share races and whatnot. And then also, Chase shouted me in the Southern Dirt Track Report out the other night on his show. Chase started doing a little live show on his page, and so once we get you set up for the Southern Dirt Track Report page, you can go live on it for talking dirt and interviews and drivers. Be cool. So shout out to my buddy Chase. And y'all go look up Levi Mann. Has a song, Letters in Red. Look up the music video. He's just an old country boy, country redneck like me, lives up in the mountains. And he, I think it's North Carolina, South Carolina. Sorry if I get it mixed up where you're from, Levi. But he is basically hip-hop and country rap, but it's Christian. It's Christian music, which is cool. And so... Well, that's not good. I accidentally ended the call. Wow, I feel so stupid. I got these new earbuds. But anyways, go listen to Levi Mann's music. Download from Amazon Music, buy some CDs, support Levi Mann. And let's play this song to end the show. So, Letters in Red. God's great, y'all. God is great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Chris Creighton, thank you, Drake McMillan, the 110 Sports Nation, 110 Nation Sports.
When I'm running in the night and I can't see the light and I don't know where to go, I just get my feet to God and he shows me where to walk to get out of these crossroads. And when the devil talks back and tries to attack, I just grab him by his head and I change on my sword. That's the word of the Lord. And I see those letters in red, those letters in red. Daddy taught me to never back down. Mama taught me to say my prayers. I grew up on a stand firm faith. That's why I know my God's always there. I never talk back, I just walk forward. I'm not a perfect man, that's why I praise the Lord. Because it wasn't me that got me out the woods. It was the only one that I know who could. A lost soul on a broken road. I had a mule I could choose. So you better tell the devil step back when the Lord turns me loose. When I'm running in the night and I can't see the light and I don't know where to go, I just give my feet to God and he shows me where to walk to get out of these crossroads. And when the devil talks back and tries to attack, I just grab him by his head my sword. That's the word of the Lord. And I seen those letters and read those letters and read. Grandpa said the day that he died, loved God with all he had. And he passed that dream down to me. That's why I praise him with all I have. I tried to run away, but I don't run today. I'm walking by his side. And I was all astray until he took it away from the thief in the night. These feet drive a story to tell in every mile that they've been. But every mile had a lesson that I learned, and I'm never going back again. When I'm running in the night and I can't see the light and I don't know where to go, I just give my fear to God and he shows me where to walk to get out of these crossroads. And when the devil talks back and tries to attack, I just grab him by his head. And I change out my sword, that's the word of the Lord. And I see those letters and read those letters and read.